Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Afternoon, the Pirates are trying to sweep a three-game series against the Seattle Mariners here at PNC Park, Sesame Street Day. It's a family fun day, and the Bucs having some fun once again with their victories over the Mariners, starting this homestand Friday night with a 5-3 win, 7-2 victory yesterday afternoon. Jake Woodford today for the Pirates against George Kirby, and we're here in the booth at PNC Park with the Pirates general manager, Ben Cherington. Ben, boy, we all hate to lose, but you really hate to lose when those games, the losing streak reaches as many as it did, 10 games before it was snapped on Friday. Such a relief to get past it. How have you and your staff kind of dealt with it through this tough stretch?
I think you have to do two things. What we've tried to do is two things. One, you have to be honest about it. You have to acknowledge it, be honest about it, what happened, and be better. And, you know, acknowledge you got to be better. Starts with me. We've got to be better so that we don't run into those stretches. Look, like we circled that part of the calendar, you know, 2 months ago. We knew that there's a stretch of games that started before the deadline, starting with that trip through Phoenix and Houston, and then extending past the deadline, home against the Diamondbacks and Padres, back out again on the West Coast, Dodgers and Padres, and then course back here against the Mariners. 18 game stretch, two West Coast trips involved, every team a postseason team or fighting for a postseason team, which also means that very likely past the deadline those teams would be improved even further past the deadline. So we had circled this stretch well in advance, knew it was going to be a tough stretch, knew that we were going to have to handle our business and fight for wins during that stretch in order to give ourselves a chance to have a chance at the postseason. And obviously a 10 game losing streak is not part of that. That's not, you can't include that in that, right? So I think the first thing is to be honest about it, acknowledge it, be responsible for it. Starts with me. We have to be better. You know, we were, you know, in my mind anyway, like we were fighting, we were competing, we were in most games. I think 8-1 run losses through that stretch of games, including a bunch of games that, you know, we didn't quite finish out in the bullpen. You know, just didn't get there. If we win three or four of them, even, you know, we're probably coming out of that stretch feeling differently. But we didn't. You know, it's all noise because we didn't. And the bottom line is we lost those games. So the first thing is to be honest about it and just acknowledge that, hey, we got to be better. We didn't. We knew it was going to be a tough stretch. We didn't handle it well enough. So we have to get better from that. And then the second thing is to be strong enough mentally and tough enough to find a way to get better coming back on this homestand. Get better Friday, get better today, get better yesterday, tomorrow, coming into this trip to Texas, and for every game and for every day for the remainder of the season. We set out in 2024 to be better in 2024 than we were in 2023. That goal hasn't changed. You know, we're still, that's still our focus. That's, we're going to put all our energy into that every day. And, you know, I believe our staff will do that. I believe our players will do that. it does require toughness because the 10-game losing streak, you know, obviously we're all internalizing that. We're feeling it. It's painful. We're hearing about it. You have to be honest about it, and then you also have to be tough enough to remain true to your goals, remain true to getting better all the time, and I really believe that's what will happen. Again, what we want to accomplish in 2024 is still ahead of us.
You mentioned there, Ben, talking about being honest and looking ahead to that stretch and what the Pirates had to do for a chance at the postseason. Has that goal changed?
No. We're going to keep fighting. You know, this we had a very difficult stretch, and we've also seen the team play like really well and win a bunch of games over a two-week stretch at different points this season. No reason we can't do that. Believe we can and very capable of doing that. So we're not changing our goals. But the best way to accomplish the goals is just to show up every day, you know, do the work we need to do in the pregame and our practice and be intentional about that, focus on improvement, win every pitch, and the outcomes will add up. And, you know, when they're not good enough, then we acknowledge that, and ultimately I am most responsible for that. You know, just got to just continue to make the team better so that, you know, we put ourselves in an even stronger position going forward.
You mentioned the word noise, and I wondered how tough it is for a manager to block out a lot of noise coming from all different directions. How difficult must that be?
Well, I've never done the job. I imagine it is. It's not just the manager. It's everybody. Everybody who cares about the Pirates, certainly the people that are in uniform are closest to it, right? They're on the field, and they're, like, literally hearing it on the field. But everybody who has any responsibility toward helping this team be better, win more games, and on the other side of that, feels the pain when we don't and hears that, you know, whatever comes from that, the scrutiny, the criticism, you know, all that. Yeah, of course you hear it, you feel it, because you care. Like, you'd want the outcomes to be better. When there's criticism that's coming, it's almost, you know, almost most of the time it's coming from underneath a place people care. People want the outcomes to be what they want them to be. And when that doesn't happen, it's painful. It's painful for everybody. So we're going to hear that. Again, you've got to be in these jobs. You got to be mentally tough enough to be aware of that. You're going to hear some of it. You're going to see some of it, and show up every day. Find ways to be intentional about getting better. And I see that with this group. Even through that very difficult stretch, I saw no back down in the work ethic, the effort. You'll compete. We didn't close some games, right? So, like, we can certainly talk about execution on the field. That's different. But in terms of the intent to get better every day, I don't see any give on that.
You've mentioned that a lot over the years of your show, Ben. So you obviously pay a real close attention and a keen eye on that. That's obviously very important to you as a general manager, that you never see the quit in anybody.
Yeah, it's not the only thing. I mean, you also have to execute and be good enough to win games. But it is important. It speaks to culture, what we expect of each other, right? Like, it's I expect whether you're a player, or a staff member, or me, or anyone in the front office, I look across and see someone, and I need to trust that person is given their full effort to make the Pirates better. And absolutely vice versa. That person needs to see me making my best effort to make the Pirates better. If there's any give in that, then there starts to be questions, and, you know, that gets you down the wrong path. So it is important culturally that we continue to see that. If there's ever a day where, you know, maybe there's a little signal or it's not happening, well, we just address it really quickly. Over the course of a 162-game season, It's a grind. You know this, Brownie. Like, you know, of course there's going to be days when a player is just not feeling great, and, you know, their times down the first baseline might not be quite as good as it would. So, you know, it's that stuff we can handle. But I'm talking about over time, you know, the attitude coming into the clubhouse every day, the effort and the energy during the training, the practice, the preparation, the intent to win. You know, those things we want to see consistently. I believe we are still seeing those consistently. And so if that's happening, then we can focus on the other things we have to do to keep getting better.
All right, we'll continue with the Pirates general manager, Ben Cherington Show. Pirates Mariners today at PNC Park, and more to come here on the Pirates Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we welcome you back to the Ben Cherington Show. It's the Pirates and the Mariners here at PNC Park looking for the sweep. Jake Woodford against George Kirby this afternoon. And we see the lineup today, Ben. It's great to see that Brian Reynolds is back in as the designated hitter. Was out yesterday, we believe, with a little back issue. O'Neill Cruz was the designated hitter. He's back there today as the shortstop. So how are those two doing in general?
Yep, they're doing well. Yeah, Brian just felt, you know, has been sort of grinding through a little bit of something. We know him. We all know him, how tough he is. If he's going to say anything, it means he's feeling it. So Shelty gave him a day yesterday to just sort of help him recover. He's back in there today. Says he feels good. Cruzy just, you know, he just jammed that ankle a little bit on that play the other night where he crossed past second and had to stop quickly. You know, it is the same ankle that he had the injury on the break, but it's a different spot. Just one of those things where he just jammed it up a little bit and, you know, obviously was able to play yesterday as a DH and back in there as shortstop today. So they're both in a good spot.
How about Andrew McCutchen and the knee?
Yeah, so I think this is just, you know, one of those things where Andrew is not 23 anymore and the body is the body is feeling the wear and tear of playing baseball at a very high level for a very long time, and what's going on with his knee is nothing new. It's not like a huge surprise or anything. Something that, you know, he's been managing and we've been helping him manage during the entire time he's been back with the Pirates over the last 2 years. For the most part, he's been able to do that. Recently, it was just grabbing on him more, getting a little more sore. So we got to the point where we felt like, you know, let's give this a little bit of time down. Let's let this, you know, calm down a bit. And then, you know, we'll get him back active as soon as he's ready to do that, get him back in the lineup.
Left knee inflammation. Is this something that, you know, will just crop up kind of the rest of the way for him? Does he need just several weeks off, eventually the off season kind of deal?
I mean, it's hard to predict perfectly, but, you know, the what we know is that, you know, this comes from, again, it just comes from playing baseball his life. And, you know, the joints take a beating over time, and as you add, when that happens and you add volume on top of it, he's played a lot of baseball this year. He's also been swinging the bat well, which means he's on the bases a lot and running the bases a lot, maybe a little bit more stress on those knees. And it just added up, and, you know, we're going to let the knee calm down and get him feeling better and getting it back in there. It's, you know, it's part of playing the game at the point in his life and career he's playing the game. These things are going to crop up sometime. It's not really new. It's just something we need to help him calm down.
I guess it's too early for you and he to have had conversations about what this might mean longer term than just this year.
Yeah. We're just focused on this year. Let's get him healthy, get him back in the lineup. You know, when we get past the season, we can turn our attention to that.
Ben, when it comes to O'Neill Cruz and that, you mentioned it's a different area, that major injury last year. People have now been kind of wondering, fans around town, you know, with O'Neill Cruz's kind of issues defensively, at times consistent, at times inconsistent. Does he, do you, does the organization feel like shortstop is the best position for him, or might he be open to a discussion perhaps during the offseason that, you know, maybe we'll think about introducing another spot?
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, the way, I appreciate the way you asked the question, because there is a there's these moments in time to have that conversation, and you have to pick the right moment in time. The two basic components on something like that, you know, one, you look at, you try to look, and as objectively as you can, you know, you look at, okay, what's best for this player long term? You know, how do we put this player in the best position to have the most value possible for himself and also for the Pirates long term? And is that, you know, is that at this position or that position? And, you know, you look at it that way, and you'd be as objective as possible about it. Obviously, we have tons of data to help us do that. We've got subject matter experts, coaching, otherwise, that give input into that every day. So you focus on the individual, and then the second component is the team. And you also ask yourself, you know, what's best for the Pirates? How do we win more games? Is it with this alignment? Is it with a different alignment? So those are the two basic components. You know, we talk about it all the time, that the coming into the year and still today, we have felt that what's best for O'Neill Cruz and what's best for the Pirates were the same thing. Play short. Because if he can play it at a high enough level and produce offensively at the level that we think he's capable of, well, that's just a unique thing to have, because not many teams have a shortstop who can do those things offensively. So it's to our benefit, and we believe to O'Neill Cruz's benefit, to give it every chance to find that out. And coming into 2024, we knew we were going to have to give it time to figure it out, because he missed 2023. We didn't get to fully answer that question in 2023. We're at a point now where we do have a good chunk of the season, you know, past us. So we got a little better picture than we. It's a better picture. It's not, you know, it's probably still not a complete picture, but certainly a better picture than it was in spring training. So all I can tell you right now is, you know, he's our shortstop. And if there's ever a point in the future where we really feel like, you know, what's best, what's in the best interest of O'Neill Cruz, best interest of the team, is something different, then we'll have that conversation, revisit it. And, you know, I wouldn't want to get further. Until we're ready to have that conversation, there's not much use in getting further into it. I do know that from even, you know, my own experience in the past, and you can see it across the game, Lots of really great players get to the major leagues and stay in one position for their whole careers, and lots of really great players get to the major leagues at one position and move off a position and end up somewhere else. It can happen both ways. It happens sometimes it's because the team needs something. Sometimes it's the player himself is just a better fit somewhere else. And sometimes that player tells everyone and the team needs that player, no, we're going to stay in one spot. So I'm not answering your question, but these are the components that we consider. We're going to continue to prioritize what's best for O'Neill Cruz, what's best for the Pirates, how do we win more games with O'Neill Cruz on the team. That's the primary goal.
And there are teams that, Ben, will try this. I've seen it in the past with the Pirates, and frankly, at times it has not worked out. I won't be specific. This was years ago, but where you move a player during the season. And sometimes it does work out, but there are some organizations that feel it's okay to try that. But I think generally the philosophy seems to be, in your mind, you know, specifically in this situation, we are going to wait and decide that after the season, if at all.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm answering this question generally not about O'Neill Cruz, but yeah, I've seen it both ways too. I've seen teams, you know, make a decision in the season, and it goes really smoothly and very quickly. A player, you know, transitions and becomes very comfortable in another spot. I've also seen it go the other way. Typically, I mean, it's you know, I think what's interesting about this one, and consistent with, you know, the successful cases I've seen of players both staying at a single position and also, if a player had to move at some point, so many of them are middle infielders. You know, if you think about it, who stays at short or second their whole careers? Well, they're middle infielders, those guys who started there. Who makes the best transition to another spot? often they're middle infielders. You know, you're not going to go from first base back to a different, right? Like once you're there, you're kind of there. So I think that's the greatest thing about O'Neill is that he is a middle infielder. We believe he can play there. We obviously know he's extremely talented. So if he plays in the middle infield for the rest of his life or ends up at a different position, history tells us a pretty good chance he's going to be able to accomplish. You know, he's just going to be a good player on the field wherever it ends up.
Final question about him before we take a break. That ankle, whatever it is, do you see it hindering him at all when he's out on the field?
No, I mean not in any sort of consistent way. It'd be normal, and we learned this from last year going through the rehab. He basically had an NFL injury. He had a football injury on a baseball field, and what we learned from talking to people in the NFL is that specific injury, which is more common in football, it's basically 2 years really till they're really back and not feeling anything. So it's sort of a year to recover. And you can play after the year, and obviously he's been playing this year. But then it's often actually 2 years until you're really not feeling anything. So he's probably feeling something all year. You know, some days it, you know, heats up to the point where, you know, you can sort of see it, and we've given him some days off here and there. And then other days it's probably okay. But he's probably feeling something pretty regularly all year. And, you know, the insight we've got from others is that's pretty normal, and next year he'll feel even better.
All right, we'll continue with the Ben Cherington Show as the Pirates and Mariners meet here in Pittsburgh. More to come on the Pirates Radio Network. Continuing with the Pirates general manager on the Ben Cherington Show, Ben, with the decision to place Andrew McCutchen on the injured list, you bring up Aliko Williams. Was there any discussion at all about perhaps adding to the roster one of the new additions that you acquired in trades, and in particular, guys that seem to be performing really well, and Billy Cook at Triple A Indianapolis, or Nick York?
Yeah, so in Alika's case, he came back because, as we referenced with O'Neill jamming that ankle, you know, we didn't know exactly where O'Neill was going to be coming into yesterday and today, and so we decided, well, with Cutch on the IL, short term, let's make sure we have a little bit more shortstop protection on the team, and so Aliko was the right choice there. We felt like was the right choice there. And I think more broadly, not specific to any specific name, but there are position players in AAA who, you know, we may decide to get playing time in the major leagues at some point. You know, we'll see how that goes. I think we would only do that if we see a meaningful enough role, like in other words, enough playing time to justify that. I don't think we'd want to bring someone up to not play a lot, and then it goes hand in hand with that to say that we'd only do that if we felt there was a player who could, you know, play enough and play significantly, but also help us win games. That's still our focus. We're trying to win games. That's our primary goal. We're not going to call someone up just to sort of give at bats to. We'd only do it if there's enough of a role and if we believe someone can help us win games. So we'll continue to assess that. It could happen. We have a bunch of position players in AAA doing well, swinging the bat well. So we'll continue to assess that as we get closer to September.
In particular, Nick York is, since coming over from the Red Sox organization, is hitting .356, .858 OPS. What's his best position, Ben?
Yeah, he's been moving around the field, as has Billy Cook, since they got to Indy. You know, in Nick's case, he's a natural infielder, you know, been mostly a second baseman during his pro career. We've had him at second base. We've had him in the outfield, all the outfield spots. He's played some center even. So pretty comfortable at second, pretty comfortable with the outfield. I don't think we've had him on the left side of the infield yet. I don't think he's had any experience at first base in his pro career. But, you know, I think the consistent feedback we get about Nick is he's just a baseball player. You know, he's going to be a big, strong guy. He's growing still physically. You know, so primarily right now it's second base in the outfield. In Billy's case, you know, he's been, again, all over the field, even more so than Nick throughout his pro career. And this year, you know, we acquired him partly because we really believe he's a good defensive center fielder, which also means he can play both corners in the outfield. But he can also play first base. He's getting some time at first base in Indy. So another versatile player. They're both swinging the bats well. Feedback about both guys have been very positive.
By the way, for Billy Cook, 13 games, hitting .395, an OPS of 1134 for a Billy Cook, who you guys got from the Orioles organization in a minor league deal. Ben, when it comes to other players at the AAA level, well, first of all, I want to ask you about Ryan Borucki, who seems to be back on track now with the rehab. He pitched last night.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to keep our fingers crossed. It's obviously been a grind for him this year. We miss him. He's such a big part of the bullpen, and he's just such a good guy, good teammate, good person inside our clubhouse. So we're rooting for him. Recent feedback's been really positive. He's talking in a way that sounds a lot better in terms of how he's feeling. And, you know, he's feeling better. The arm's feeling better. Last night went well. He'll have a few more there in Indy, and, you know, we're still hoping to see him.
How many more rehab starts do you think Jared Jones might need?
Well, definitely one. He'll pitch this week with Indy. We'll continue to push that pitch count up a bit. So definitely one, and then we'll assess after that and see where he is.
What were the reports his last start?
Stuff's there. You know, he's up to 100, not surprisingly. So healthy stuff. I think he's just getting back into that competitive mindset. Okay, I'm not rehabbing anymore. I'm, you know, just here to get hitters out and, you know, kind of making that final adjustment as part of the rehab. But the physical report's been very good.
How about how good have Thomas Harrington and Bubba Chandler been at AAA?
Yep, you know, they both made good transitions there for sure. You know, not surprisingly, they're both pitching really well in AA, and they're both really talented. You know, they're in a lot of ways, they're in a pretty similar spot to where Jared Jones was a year ago. They're different pitchers. They're all different pitchers, but just in terms of where they are in their timeline, both Jones was in AAA at this time last year and pitching. Ended up pitching the rest of the season, and you know, for Indianapolis this time last year, and then of course was in a position this spring training to make the team, and he did. You know, I think both those guys, Harrington and Chandler, are, you know, roughly in the same spot. They're you know, at that level now in AAA and doing good things, and you know, we'll see. They're both really important to us. You know, and they're both making the adjustment now at AAA. They both continue to get better over the course of the season, so they're certainly an important part of that upper-level pitching group we have, and certainly going forward they're going to be an important part of our pitching group at the Major League level at some point.
Harrington's third start last night at the AAA level, obviously his best. 7 innings, 2 hits, shutout ball, no walks against the St. Paul Saints, top farm club of the Twins. And we'll finish up with the Pirates general manager. More of the Ben Cherington Show next from PNC Park on the Pirates Radio Network. Just a couple of minutes left with Pirates GM Ben Cherington. Ben, a few weeks ago, asked you about what you made of individual rankings by various outlets and publications of minor league players, because somebody had recently brought up the point that you can't put much stock in it. MLB Pipeline, Baseball America recently came out with their midseason now farm system rankings. The Pirates have dropped fairly significantly. I just wonder your thoughts on that overall aspect of those particular outlets.
Yeah, I think you can put some stock in it. You know, I don't think it's perfect. You know, rankings aren't perfect. I remember my first year as farm director with the Red Sox was 2002 or 2003, I think, and I think we were like 29th or 30th or you know, somewhere in the bottom five, certainly in the Baseball America rankings and the farm system. And at that time in the organization, we had Hanley Ramirez, John Lester, Kevin Youkilis, you know, like a couple borderline Hall of Famers. So the rankings aren't perfect, but they mean something. You know, there's people, whether it's Baseball America or the other MLB, you know, the other sort of public ranking systems, got really smart people, like, you know, looking at players all the time, and they're you know, they do good work, and it means something. I think in our case, you know, I think there's a couple things. One is that we've graduated a ton of players over the last 12 to 24 months. So, you know, guys like Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Henry Davis and Nick Gonzalez and Jared Triolo and on and on and on, guys who were pushing those rankings that we had a year ago or 2 years ago and helping us be top 10 or top 5 or whatever, well, all those guys are not counting in the rankings anymore. So that's going to have some effect. And so that's part of the sort of cyclical nature of it. That said, we don't want to be lower. You know, I think it's just, it's fuel to be, to like, all right, let's, you know, I don't want to, just because we're graduating players, like, we'd prefer not to drop in rankings. We'd prefer to be so good in our scouting and development practices that we're continuing to, and I know we are. I know we're working, you know, work our tails off on this in every draft, every international cycle in development, constantly looking to improve and get better. But that's a challenge. That's a fun challenge. Like, okay, you know, let's make sure our rankings are higher 12 months from now. I think that's how what we take from it.
Ben, thanks so much. Great stuff. Ben Charrington Show. And we'll be bringing you the pregame show next on the Pirates Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.